Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 8th of January, 2018. We are in the book of Jasher, or Sefer HaYashar, the book of the upright. Jasher is not a proper name of a person. It means Yashar, means upright. So we got that cleared out of the way. We're going to finish up chapter 19 today. And I will give you the link if you would like to read along with me. Now, my version has corrections because I speak Hebrew and they anglicized a lot of this, especially the names. So I'll give them to you as needed. It's www.sacred-texts.com, and you can go to the book of Jasher from there. I'm not going to give the whole big long thing because it's unnecessary. But you can access Jasher there. You can read along with me. I would suggest, if you're going to follow this, bookmark it. You will notice the changes when I make them. I will make them very obvious. English translations, they played fast and loose with a lot of them. So I've done the best I can to correct that because we don't have a Hebrew copy of Sefer HaYashar extant today. At least I don't have a copy. I've been looking around for one in the Hebrew, but it's very difficult. Let me get a little hit of this nice hot coffee. With a little bit of cinnamon. Praise Yahweh. Here we go. This is verse 31. We left off in verse 30. I'm beginning at verse 31 of chapter 19 of Sefer HaYashar. And Paltith, daughter of Lot, went forth that day to fetch water. And she put bread into her pitcher of water, and she went to draw water by the poor man's place. And she took out the bread from the pitcher and gave it to the poor man, and he ate. Okay. Verse 32. And the three men, these are the ones that are laying in wait, spying on her. The three men saw what Paltith did to the poor man, and they said, "It is you, then, who has supported him, and therefore has he not starved, nor changed in appearance, nor died like the rest." They were in process, being in Sodom, of starving strangers and then taking all their stuff. They wouldn't let them, well, they'd let them have money. But nobody would sell them any food or drink. They were wicked. This is pre-destruction right here, okay? Verse 33. And the three men went out of the place in which they were concealed, and they seized Paltith and the bread which was in the poor man's hand. Verse 34. And they took Paltith and brought her before their judges. And they said to them, thus did she do, and it is she who supplied the poor man with bread. Therefore did he not die all this time. Now therefore declare to us the punishment due to this woman for having transgressed our law. Okay, stop right here. Their law was to starve people to death and steal their stuff. Extremely wicked people. Verse 35. And the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, that's not Sodom and Gomorrah, it's Sodom, S-E-D-O-M, and Amorah, A-M-O-R-R-A-H, assembled and kindled a fire in the street of the city, and they took the woman and cast her into the fire, and she was burned to ashes. That was a righteous woman. Verse 36, and in the city of Admah there was a woman to whom they did the like. Okay, all these cities in this plain were wicked cities. Verse 37. For a traveler came into the city of Admah to abide all night, and was going, the intention of going home in the morning, and he sat opposite the door of the house of the young woman's father to remain there as the sun had set when he was at that place. And the young woman saw him sitting by the door of the house. Verse 38, and he asked her for a drink of water. And she said to him, who are you? And he said to her, I was this day going on the road, and reached here when the sun set. So I will abide here all night and continue, or in the morning I will arise early and continue my journey. Verse 39. And the young woman went into the house and fetched the man bread and water to eat and drink. And this affair became known to the people of Admah, and they assembled and brought the young woman before the judges, that they should judge her for this act, the act of kindness. Verse 41. And the judge said, the judgment of death must pass upon this woman because she transgressed our law, and this is the decision concerning her. Verse 42. And the people of those cities assembled and brought out the young woman and anointed her with honey from head to foot, as the judge had decreed, and they placed her before a swarm of bees, which were then in their hives. And the bees flew upon her and stung her, that her whole body was swelled. And the young woman cried out on account of the bees, but no one took notice of her or pitied her, and her cries ascended to the sky. Not the heavens, the sky. Okay, Shemayim. And Yahweh was provoked at this and all the works of the cities of Sodom, for they had abundance of food and had tranquility among them, and still would not sustain the poor and the needy. And in those days their evil doings and sin became great before Yahweh. Verse 45. And Yahweh sent for two of the messengers that had come to Abraham's house to destroy Sodom and its cities. Now they have angels. That's a church term. It is Malachim, messengers. Okay. Verse 46. And the messengers rose up from the door of Abraham's tent after they had eaten and drunk, and they reached Sodom in the evening. And Lot was then sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when he saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed down to the ground. Verse 47. And he pressed them greatly and brought them into his house. And he gave them victuals, which they ate. And they abode all night in his house. And the messengers said to Lot, Arise, go forth from this place, you and all belonging to you, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of this city. For Yahweh will destroy this place. Verse 49. And the messengers laid hold upon the hand of Lot, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his children. Pardon me. And all belonging to him. And they brought him forth and set him without the cities, in other words, outside the cities. The English in this is archaic because it was written a long time ago. Okay. Verse 50. And they said to Lot, Escape for your life. And he fled, and all belonging to him. In other words, he ran off. Verse 51. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Amorah and upon all these cities brimstone and fire from Yahweh from the sky. You can reference Genesis 19, verse 24. Okay, brimstone is burning sulfur. Can't put it out. It just, oh, it's horrible. Verse 52. And he overthrew these cities, all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. And Ado, A-D-O, the wife of Lot, looked back to see the destruction of the cities. For her compassion was moved on account of her daughters who remained in Sodom, for they did not go with her. Verse 53, And when she looked back, she became a pillar of salt, and it is yet in that place unto this day. Verse 54, And the oxen which stood in that place daily licked up the salt to the extremities of their feet. And in the morning it would spring forth afresh, and they licked it up again unto this day. Verse 55, And Lot and two of his daughters that remained with him fled and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And they remained there for some time. Verse 56. And Abraham rose up early in the morning to see what had been done to the cities of Sodom And he looked and beheld the smoke of the cities going up like the smoke of a furnace. Now let's stop right here. Yeshua is coming back with his mighty messengers in flaming fire. You see the analogy here? Flaming fire? Because of the immorality of what we have in our cities today and our so-called political leaders, with the perversions and the sex crimes and the cruelty and the murders and the unjust wars. What do you think Yeshua is going to bring back for these people? Are they not as the people of Sodom? Sodomites, well, we call them Sodomites, but it's Sodomites. Verse 57, and Lot and his two daughters remained in the cave, and they made their father drink wine, and they lay with him. For they said there was no man upon the land that could raise up seed from them, for they thought that the whole land was destroyed. And you can reference Genesis 19, verse 32. That's incest, okay? Another drink of coffee here. Verse 58. And they both lay with their father, and they conceived and bare sons. And the firstborn called the name of her son Moab, saying, from my father, because that's what it means, of my father, did I conceive him. And he is the father of the Moabites, unto this day. Incest, cursed seed. Verse 59, and the younger also called her son Ben-Ami, son of my father. That's what that means. Or son of my people. Okay, Ami. It would be Ben Abi. It's Ben Ami, son of my people. He is the forefather of the children of Ammon unto this day. More cursed seed, the Ammonites. Verse 60, and after this, Lot and his two daughters went away from there, and he dwelt on the other side of the Yarden, that's Yardan, that's the Jordan River, with his two daughters and their sons, and the sons of Lot grew up, and they went and took themselves wives from the land of Canaan, and they begat children, and they were fruitful and multiplied. They married in with the other Canaanites. So that's a big batch of cursed seed people right there, because Canaan was cursed because he was a son of incest and his children were cursed. Well, now you have these two children of incest, Moab and Ben-Ami. And their people married with the Canaanites, and they all were pagan worshipers. They were not Yahweh worshipers. So that's the deal with them. That ends chapter 19 of Jasher. So we go into chapter 20. Verse 1. And at that time, Abraham journeyed from the plain of Mamre, and he went to the land of the Pelishtim, that's the Philistines. And he dwelt in Gerar. It was in the 25th year of Abraham's being in the land of Canaan, and the 100th year of the life of Abraham, that he came to Gerar in the land of the Pelishtim. And here we go again. Verse 2, and when they entered the land, he said to Sarah, not Sarai, Sarah, her name was changed, say you are my sister to anyone that shall ask of you, in order that we may escape the evil of the inhabitants of the land. They were also evil. They were pagans. Remember, I'm going to use the English term, David and Goliath. It's Dawid and Goliath, but Goliath was a Philistine. Verse 3, and as Abraham was dwelling in the land of the Pelishtim, the servants of Abimelech, my father is king of the Pelishtim, saw that Sarah was exceedingly beautiful, and they asked Abraham concerning her, and he said, she is my sister. Again, that's the second time this happened. Remember with Parao in Egypt? And the servants of Abimelech went to Abimelech, saying, a man from the land of Canaan is come to dwell in the land, and he has a sister that is exceedingly fair. Verse 5. And Abimelech heard the words of his servants who praised Sarah to him, and Abimelech sent his officers, and they brought Sarah to the king. Verse 6. And Sarah came to the house of Abimelech, and the king saw that Sarah was exceedingly beautiful, and she pleased him exceedingly. Verse 7. And he approached her and said to her, what is that man to thee with whom you did come to our land? And Sarah answered and said, he is my brother, and we came from the land of Canaan to dwell wherever we could find a place. Verse 8, and Abimelech said to Sarah, behold, my land is before you. Place your brother in any part of this land that pleases you, and it will be our duty to exalt and elevate him above all the people of the land, since he is your brother. Verse 9. And Abimelech sent for Abraham, and Abraham came to Abimelech. Verse 10. And Abimelech said to Abraham, behold, I have given orders that you shall be honored as you desired on account of your sister Sarah. Verse 11. And Abraham went forth from the king, and the king's present followed him. And at evening time, before men lie down to rest, the king was sitting upon his throne, and a deep sleep fell upon him, and he lay upon the throne and slept till morning. Here's verse 13, and you can reference Genesis 20, verse 3. Okay. And he dreamed that a messenger of Yahweh came to him with a drawn sword in his hand, and the angel stood over Abimelech and wished to slay him with the sword. And the king was terrified in his dream and said to the messenger, "In what have I sinned against you that you come to slay me with the sword?" In other words, why? Yeah. Okay, verse 14. And the messenger answered and said to Abimelech, "Behold, you die on account of the woman which you did yesternight bring to your house. For she is a married woman, the wife of Abraham who came to your house. Now therefore return that man his wife, for she is his wife. And should you not return her, know that you will surely die, you and all belonging to you." In other words, your whole household. In other words, I'm going to kill everybody. Verse 15. Oh, let me get a drink of coffee here. I'm getting a little dry. Verse 15. And on that night, there was a great outcry in the land of the Pelishtim. And the inhabitants of the land saw the figure of a man standing with a drawn sword in his hand. And he smote the inhabitants of the land with the sword. He continued to smite them. Verse 16. And the messenger of Yahweh smote the whole land of the Pelishtim on that night. And there was a great confusion on that night and on the following morning. Now, dig this. Verse 17. And every womb was closed. In other words, none of them could conceive. And all their issues. And the hand of Yahweh was upon them on account of Sarah, wife of Abraham, whom Abimelech had taken. Verse 18. And in the morning Abimelech rose with terror and confusion and with a great dread. And he sent and had his servants called in, and he related his dream to them. And the people were greatly afraid. Verse 19. And one man standing amongst the servants of the king answered the king, saying, "O sovereign king, restore this woman to her husband, for he is her husband. For the like happened to the king of Egypt when this man came to Egypt." Verse 20. And he said concerning his wife, "She is my sister." For such is his manner of doing when he comes to dwell in the land in which he is a stranger. Verse 21. And Pharaoh sent and took this woman for a wife, and Yahweh brought upon him grievous plagues until he returned a woman to her husband. Verse 22. Now therefore, O sovereign king, know what happened yesternight to the whole land. For there was a very great consternation and great pain and lamentation. And we know that it was on account of the woman which you did take. Verse 23. Now therefore, restore this woman to her husband, let it should befall on us as it did to Pharaoh, king of Mitzrayim, and his subjects, and that we may not die. They were scared to their boots. Okay. Pardon me for a second. Yeah, I had a little sneezy. It's dry in here, like I said. And Abimelech hastened and called, and had Sarah called for, and she came before him, and he had Abraham called for, and he came before him. And Abimelech said to them, "What is this work you have been doing in saying you are brother and sister? And I took this woman for a wife." Verse 25. And Abraham said, "Because I thought I should suffer death on account of my wife." In other words, I thought you would kill me to get her. And Abimelech took flocks and herds and men servants and maid servants and 1,000 of silver. And he gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah to him. And verse 26, and Abimelech said to Abraham, "Behold, the whole land is before you. Dwell in it wherever you shall choose." In other words, he was scared, and rightly so. Verse 27, and Abraham and Sarah, his wife, went forth from the king's presence with honor and respect, and they dwelt in the land in Gerar. Verse 28, and all the inhabitants of the land of the Philistim and the king's servants were still in pain through the plague which the messenger had inflicted upon them the whole night on account of Sarah. Verse 29, and Abimelech sent for Abraham, saying, "Pray now for your servants to Yahweh, your Elohim, that he may put away this mortality from amongst us." In other words, he'll lift this plague. Verse 30. And Abraham prayed on account of Abimelech and his subjects, and Yahweh heard the prayer of Abraham, and he healed Abimelech and all his subjects. Pardon me for just a second. There we go. That ends chapter 20. Now here we are in 21. Verse 1, and it was at that time, at the end of a year and 4 months of Abraham's dwelling in the lands of the Philistim in Gerar, that Yah visited Sarah, and Yahweh remembered her, and she conceived and bare a son to Abraham. You can reference Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. Parallel, identical, okay? Pretty close. Verse 2. And Abraham called the name of the son which was born to him, which Sarah bare to him, Yitzchak. And it has Isaac in the King James, but it's Yitzchak. Y-I-T-S-Q-A-C-H. Verse 3. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzchak at 8 days old, as Yah had commanded Abraham to do unto his seed after him, And Abraham was 100 and Sarah 90 years old when Yitzchak was born to them. Boy, were things different back then. Verse 4. And the child grew up and he was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast upon the day that Yitzchak was weaned. Verse 5. And Shem and Eber and all the great of the land, and Abimelech, king of the Philistim, and his servants, and Pichol, the captain of his host, came to eat and drink and rejoice at the feast with Abraham had made upon the day of his son's Yitzchak's being weaned. Verse 6. Also Terach, the father of Abraham, and Nahor his brother, came from Haran, they and all belonging to them, for they greatly rejoiced on hearing that a son had been born to Sarah. Verse 7 of chapter 21. And they came to Abraham, and they ate and drank at the feast which Abraham made upon the day of Yitzchak's being weaned. Verse 8. And Terach and Nahor rejoiced with Abraham, and they remained with him many days in the lands of the Philistim. Verse 9. At that time, Serug, the son of Reu, died in the first year of the birth of Yitzchak, son of Abraham. And all the days of Serug were 239 years, and he died. Verse 11. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, was grown up in those days. He was 14 years old when Sarah bore Yitzchak to Abraham. Verse 12. Now, this sounds a little strange. Ishmael's mother was a Mitzri, but at that time they were white Adamic people. She was not a mixed breed like you see in Egypt today. So Ishmael started out as an Adamic child. Now they have since mixed and they are no longer pure. Well, they are disqualified now. Any admixture nullifies the covenant. Verse 12. And Yah was with Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and he grew up and he learned to use the bow and became an archer. Now listen to this carefully. This will explain a lot of things. Verse 13. And when Yitzchak was 5 years old, he was sitting with Ishmael at the door of the tent. Verse 14. And Ishmael came to Yitzchak and seated himself opposite to him, and he took the bow and drew it and put the arrow in it and intended to slay Yitzchak. Verse 15. And Sarah saw the act which Ishmael desired to do to her son Yitzchak, and it grieved her exceedingly on account of her son. And she sent for Abraham and said to him, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for her son shall not be heir with my son. For thus did he seek to do unto him this day. You can reference Genesis chapter 21, verse 10 on that. That's the reason she wanted him gone, not just jealousy. He was going to try to shoot an arrow into Yitzchak and kill him. Such is the nature of the beast. He was not chosen. Yitzchak was chosen. Verse 16. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah, and he rose up early in the morning, and he took 12 loaves and a bottle of water, which he gave to Hagar, and sent her away with her son. Now, he wasn't just a little bitty kid. He's big enough to use a bow. And Hagar went with her son to the wilderness, and they dwelt in the wilderness of Paran with the inhabitants of the wilderness. And Ishmael was an archer, and he dwelt in the wilderness a long time. Okay, this is way different. Much more information than the King James Version gives you. I hope it's clearing things up a little bit. Verse 17, and he and his mother afterward went to the land of Mitzrayim, where she came from, and they dwelt there. And Hagar took a wife for her son from Mitzrayim, and her name was Meribah. You have to remember that Hagar was a daughter of Pharaoh, the king. They were royalty. Verse 18, and the wife of Ishmael conceived and bare four sons and two daughters, and Ishmael and his mother and his wife and children afterward went and returned to the wilderness. The tent dwellers, the Arabs. Verse 19, and they made themselves tents in the wilderness in which they dwelt, and they continued to travel and to rest monthly and yearly. Okay. And Yah gave, 20, verse 20, and Yah gave Ishmael flocks and herds and tents on account of Abraham his father, and the man increased in cattle. Verse 21. And Ishmael dwelt in deserts and in tents, traveling and resting for a long time, and he did not see the face of his father. Verse 22. Let me get a little hit of coffee here. And in some time after, Abraham said to Sarai his wife, I will go and see my son Ishmael, for I have a desire to see him, for I have not seen him for a long time. Verse 23. And Abraham rode upon one of his camels to the wilderness to seek his son Ishmael, for he heard that he was dwelling in a tent in the wilderness with all belonging to him. Verse 24. And Abraham went to the wilderness, and he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon, and he asked after Ishmael, and he found the wife of Ishmael sitting in the tent with her children. And Ishmael, her husband, and his mother were not with them. Verse 25, and Abraham asked the wife of Ishmael, saying, where has Ishmael gone? And she said, he has gone to the field to hunt. And Abraham was still mounted upon the camel, for he would not get off to the ground, and he had sworn to his wife Sarah that he would not get off from the camel. Pardon me, I got to sneeze again. Yep, there's no getting around that when your nose is tickling like that. Verse 26, and Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, my daughter, give me a little water that I may drink, for I am fatigued from my journey. Verse 27, Ishmael's wife answered and said to Abraham, we have neither water nor bread. And she continued sitting in the tent and did not notice Abraham, neither did she ask him who he was. She was just rude. Verse 28. But she was beating her children in the tent, and she was cursing them, and she also cursed her husband Ishmael and reproached him. And Abraham heard the words of Ishmael's wife to her children, and he was very angry and displeased. Verse 29, and Abraham called to the woman to come out to him from the tent. And the woman came and stood opposite to Abraham, for Abraham was still mounted upon the camel. Verse 30, and Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, when your husband Ishmael returns home, say these words to him. A very old man from the land of the Philistine came here to seek you, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing you were not here, he spoke unto me and said, when Ishmael your husband returns, tell him, thus did this man say. When you come home, put away this nail of the tent which you have placed here, and place another nail in its stead. Okay. She isn't going to get it, but he's saying divorce this wife. Get rid of her. She is wicked. Oh boy. Verse 32. And Abraham finished his instructions to the woman, and he turned and went off on the camel homeward. Verse 33. And after that Ishmael came from the chase, he and his mother, and returned to the tent. And his wife spoke these words to him. A very old man from the land of the Philistine came to seek you here, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing you were not at home, he said to me, when your husband comes home, tell him, thus says the old man, put away the nail of the tent which you have placed here, and place another nail in its stead. Well, Ishmael got it. Verse 35. And Ishmael heard the words of his wife, and he knew that it was his father, and that his wife did not honor him. Verse 36. And Ishmael understood his father's words, and he had spoken to his wife, and Ishmael listened to the voice of his father. And Ishmael cast off that woman, and she went away. Hit the road, honey. Verse 37. And Ishmael afterward went to the land of Canaan, and he took another wife, and he brought her to his tent, into the place where he then dwelt. Verse 38. And at the end of 3 years, Abraham said, I will go again and see Ishmael, my son, for I have not seen him for a long time. Verse 39. And he rode upon his camel and went to the wilderness, and he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon. And he asked after Ishmael, and his wife came out of the tent, and she says, he is not here, my lord, for he has gone to hunt in the fields and to feed the camels. And the woman said to Abraham, turn in, my lord, into the tent and eat a morsel of bread, for your soul must be wearied on account of the journey. All right, now soul is nefesh, and that also means your being or your body. Verse 41. And Abraham said to her, I will not stop, for I am in haste to continue my journey, but give me a little water to drink, for I have thirst. And the woman hastened and ran into the tent. She brought out water and bread to Abraham, which she placed before him, and she urged him to eat, and he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted, and he blessed his son Ishmael. Verse 42. And he finished his meal, and he blessed Yahweh, and he said to Ishmael's wife, when Ishmael comes home, say these words to him. Verse 43. A very old man came from the land of the Philistines, came here and asked after you, and you were not here. And I brought him out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted. And he spoke these words to me, when Ishmael, your husband, comes home, say to him, the nail of the tent which you have is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. In other words, you got a winner this time. This is a good woman. Verse 45. And Abraham finished commanding the woman, and he rode off to his home to the land of the Philistine. And when Ishmael came to his tent, his wife went forth to meet him with joy and a cheerful heart. And she said to him, an old man came here from the land of the Philistine, and thus was his appearance, and he asked after you, and you were not here. So I brought out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted. And he spoke these words to me, when Ishmael, your husband, comes home, to say to him, the nail of the tent which you have is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. Verse 48. And Ishmael knew that it was his father, and that his wife had honored him. And Yahweh blessed Ishmael. That ends chapter 21. We will start on chapter 22 on Wednesday. I hope this information is of benefit to you. It's very different than what you'll find in the King James. That's why all these scriptures are so important. And we're supposed to study them also. Some of the people that are evil have tried to hide them from us with their machinations to keep knowledge from the people of Israel. But it's really not going to work. We're hammering away here at EFR. We're doing 2nd Esdras, and I'm doing Jasher again. Everybody's just teaching the Word. And we hope it is going out as being received, and we are giving you information. You are learning things and interest. You can find all of my shows, whether they are Word for Word or Wake Up Call or whatever, at https://www.pastor-steve.com. It's not an interactive site. You can't post comments. It's for download and listening. That way I don't have to babysit for trolls. And you can still get all your information. Got a links page there with all kinds of links to Two Seed Line Christian Identity sites. And I will be continuing in Jasher for some time. There are 91 chapters. Sometimes I can get two done because they're real long. Sometimes I can get three. But I'm going to keep on keeping on. This is going to be a great series. I really enjoy it. And I hope you do too. That's the whole idea, is for you to get an education. This is an educational show. That's its intent. So, I will say at this time, pretty much, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will join you again on Wednesday when we begin in chapter 22. And praise Yahweh and praise Yahshua, our Redeemer. See you a little bit later.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus